And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 19th of October, 2014. 1781, on this day, General Cornwallis surrendered his British army to George Washington at Yorktown, Virginia, which effectively ended the Revolutionary War. A few months before, the situation was very bleak for the Continental Army of General Washington. Troops were tired, hungry, weren't getting paid. There was some mutiny in the ranks. It had been a very brutal winter. But when General Cornwallis moved his troops into the port of Yorktown, General Washington and his French counterpart, the Comte de Rochambeau, saw a chance. They ordered the Marquis de Lafayette, who was leading American troops down to Virginia, to situate himself so the British could not leave Yorktown by land. The French naval fleet came into blockade. The Continental Army set a siege line, and the British suddenly found themselves surrounded on land and water and seriously outnumbered. They tried to break out, and that did not work. They tried to evacuate in small boats, but a storm came up and turned them back. And so Cornwallis decided he had no choice but to surrender. And on the 19th, as the British band played the song "The World Turned Upside Down," American and French troops lined up in two long rows facing each other. The line lasted more than a mile, and the defeated British soldiers walked between the two lines, laid down their weapons in a field, and then walked back into Yorktown to become prisoners of war. The officer Henry Lee, who was there, said the British army approached, moving slowly in column with grace and precision. Universal silence was observed amidst the vast concourse, and the utmost decency prevailed. It's the birthday of the novelist Tracy Chevalier, born in Washington, 1962, went off to London, where she still lives, and where she wrote her book Girl with a Pearl Earring, inspired by the painting by Johannes Vermeer. It's the birthday of the spy novelist David Cornwell, who writes under the pen name John le Carré, born in Poole, England, 1931. And it's the birthday of the motion picture pioneer Auguste Lumière, born 1862 in Besançon, France. He and his brother invented a device to project moving images and showed a number of short films, which were very popular in France, but Auguste Lumière decided it was merely a novelty and had no commercial value whatsoever. Here's a poem for today by Ron Kirchy entitled Grand Avenue. My wife and I were jogging, like we do every morning, down Mission, left to Trader Joe's, then up Grand Avenue, and past the stately houses we will never be able to afford. We'd just turned the corner by Senior Fish, scattering a flock of pigeons, strutting their stuff. One of them took off late, veered right into the path of a silver Lexus, then lay against the curb, beating his one good wing like he was trying to put out a fire. My wife asked me to, for God's sake, do something. So I turned the delicate head clockwise until I heard a click. Then darkness poured out of the small safe of his body. That is when I realized I used to merely love my wife. Now I would kill for her. Grand Avenue, a poem by Ron Kirchy from his collection Sex World, published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.